And now, storm aftermath. Only a few hundred power outages remain today after the blizzard of 2010 that socked us Sunday and Monday. Operations at Logan Airport are nearly back to normal, but some passengers stranded by the storm are still trying to book new tickets, and most people displaced by coastal flooding are back in their homes. However, in Scituate, it could be days before everyone is home again. WBUR's David Boeri visited Scituate and found residents describing this storm as one of the worst ever.
On Oceanside Drive sits a lovely two-story cottage. The front has a painting of a mermaid standing atop a codfish and blowing a horn. The back overlooks the open Atlantic. Yesterday morning it had no windows, no back wall, and no porch.
This is what you call water view. We were here last night, and the waves were coming in the living room.
Waves were coming into the second floor as well, where Mike Crowley and a co-worker were putting up boards where the sea had smashed the picture windows.
Well, you got to remember, there was a 40 by 50 foot deck right here. The deck got picked up and taken.
So the deck went over the seawall?
As far as we know, we can't find it anywhere.
If the house hadn't been sitting atop six-foot concrete pilings, it would have been swept away, says insurance adjuster Michael Woods. He compares this storm to the most notorious.
I would say it was close to the 78 storm.
Really?
I do believe so.
That's the gold standard for measuring storms, that storm of 78. And a lot of people here were comparing this one to that. And to the no-name storm of 1991 as well, which destroyed the same house and brought an epic flood. On Oceanside Drive, trucks and front-end loaders were clearing tons of sand that the storm had carried over and through the seawall. Amidst the flotsam of broken boards stood Scituate storm veteran Leslie Fields.
I mean, it's Mother Nature. You know, you get a high tide, full moon, northeast storm, it's a disaster in this town, and it's always been like that.
Several blocks inland on 10th Street in the flats set back from the beach, you still needed a boat to cross the street. A couple stood hip deep in salt water, raking debris from the surface so the floodwaters could return to the sea.
The salt marsh all gets sucked down into the drain and clogs the drain.
You need to make swirlies.
Liz Bocci and her husband Bob pointed out an eddy where the floodwater was whirling into a drain. Their house rests on a 10-foot concrete foundation. Their hot water tank and furnace are in the attic. And the Bocces, like other residents here, say they have no desire to move away from the inevitable damage from the occasional big storms. They won't move out. They'll just move up onto higher stilts and pilings.
Scituate is like the girl with the curl. When it's bad, it's very, very bad. But when it's nice, it's wonderful.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.